Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast, and as always, thanks for joining me. In this episode, we're looking at the Fresno Nightcrawlers. Just before we get into that though, I just want to say if you enjoyed this episode of our podcast or any of the previous episodes, please make sure you're subscribed on whatever platform you like to use. If you also want to leave us a 5-star review or whatever is equivalent on your platform, that is very greatly appreciated. It helps us sort of get pushed up in the charts and gets us recommended to more people so they can easily find the podcast. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We have a blog, which is paranormalthoughtspodcast.wordpress.com. You'll definitely want to jump over there for this episode because there's a bunch of source material that you're going to kind of want to check out either before or after the podcast, just to kind of get your head around what we're talking about. And of course, we're on Patreon. So if you want to help support the podcast, get episodes early, exclusive content, unedited episodes, all of that good stuff, you can jump onto our Patreon. The link for everything I've just mentioned is in the description of this podcast. And I just have to say a special shout out and thank you to some recent Patreons as well. Thank you so much to Eric Gunther, Never All There, and Rob M. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. It's really appreciated. So now let's get into this Paranormal Thoughts Podcast episode. The Fresno Nightcrawler. Now, this is a pretty recent cryptid in terms of any information that we have on it. It seems like before the sort of mid-2000s, no real evidence really ever existed of this creature, which is very unusual, I'd say. Most of the cryptids that we look at do stem from quite some time ago, or we can at least find some maybe urban legend, kind of old folklore scripture about some of these certain cryptids. But the Fresno Nightcrawlers are, very recent and very fascinating creatures. Now, if you've heard of the name, it's probably because they have had a lot of recent popularity. I think the images of them definitely quite unique, quite striking as well, I would say. And it seems like every kind of cryptid, it kind of has its popularity at some point. And I feel like there's a few which always, you know, are sort of going to be popular. And I feel like the Nightcrawlers are actually kind of a part of this now where, you know, you go on Instagram or Reddit and these images kind of pop up time again. Now, if you don't know what they look like, I'm going to describe them in just a second, but definitely jump on our blog, paranormalthoughtspodcast.wordpress.com. The link is in the description of this podcast, and you can see some video evidence and some imagery of what these creatures are. So now, these cryptids are really interesting. So as I said, they're very modern in the grand scheme of other cryptozoological creatures. And the evidence that we have of these creatures is actually video evidence. There's two particular videos we're going to be looking at today. One was either from the 90s or the mid-2000s, and the other one was from 2011. So I was familiar with what these creatures looked like before watching any of these videos, and then when I went and watched the video, I was pretty stunned, in all honesty. It wasn't quite what I was expecting, I think. Not so much that the descriptions of them weren't correct. It was just more, I couldn't kind of believe what I was actually looking at. I think mostly because it's unlike anything you could ever really have expected or even kind of gotten yourself ready to view, just because they're so quirky. So literally these creatures are best described as a pair of legs. And it's believed that on top of these legs is some sort of head. There does seem to be some sort of form, I suppose, on top of these legs, but most of this creature is all leg. If you could imagine a human being cut off at the torso and the bottom half remaining, that's kind of what these creatures look like. Now, it's believed that these beings are quite small as well, are sort of between 2 to 4 feet in height, and they are walking. even though they have the name night crawlers, they should really be called night walkers because they don't crawl, they walk. We're going to be looking at two videos here, and we're going to be looking at the very first original video. Now, this is very interesting, and this is constantly a very prominent thing in paranormal research, but definitely with the night crawlers, I feel like there's such limited information, and all the information is different and not massively, but when you're trying to collect all the information you can find within a certain amount of time to, you know, present like I'm doing to you all right now, when there's all these little inconsistencies, it makes it really hard to kind of pick which story to go with, I suppose. And often the way you do that is you sort of rule out by elimination the one which seems to be the most prevalent and the one which has the most evidence, you kind of go with that. But with this, it seems like everyone who has ever reported on this has kind of done their own version of the story. So I believe this video was taken in either 2007 or 2008, but then I've also found sources saying it was also captured in the 90s. You can see why people would probably believe it was recorded in the 90s is because it is a home security system that was recording straight to VHS. Obviously now your home security is, you know, it's usually connected straight to your phone if you have Ring or something like that. But in sort of the late sort of 2000s, maybe people still had security systems recording to VHS. Really odd to be doing that since, you know, DVD had been around for quite some years leading up to that, or even, you know, just recording physically to like a hard drive or in a sort of computer or something. But, you know, I suppose this is an older sort of system. So these two beings were captured on this home video system in Fresno, California, by a man named Jose. Now, he had this security system set up because something seemed to be bothering his dogs in the middle of the night. So he set this camera up, and one evening he captured some very unusual looking beings. Now, these beings, as I just described, literally look like legs, even a pair of pants, because it seems like they have some sort of material on them which kind of, as they move, kind of ruffles. So they're not just, I suppose, like human-looking legs. It does seem like, I don't know, they're wearing some sort of material or potentially that is actually a part of their makeup. And these two beings, the first one is a very slender, almost very apprehensive the way it walks across the lawn. Afterwards, a second being walks out, and this is pretty much the imagery that everyone is familiar with, where these legs literally are kind of doing this very strange side-to-side kind of walk, kind of almost gliding across this front yard and then sort of disappears out of the frame. So literally, I think both beings are maybe seen for, you know, maybe no more than 15 seconds in this video. And obviously, Jose, who we don't really know a ton about this man, he kind of chose to remain anonymous because he didn't really want anything to do with this story. You know, he apparently was quite fearful to what these creatures could have been and was worried that they were going to return. So there was a researcher who went and looked at this case in its very early stages and went out to Jose's home and actually filmed the front yard. And I'll include this on the blog because it's quite useful to see the size of the fence, and there's a tree that's kind of in the middle of the yard as well that the beings walk past, and you can kind of actually get a sense of their height. And from that, you can actually tell they couldn't really be any more than 3 feet high, which kind of just makes it even more like bizarre in a sense. Like you've got these like legs, but they're little legs as well. You're just trying to place what these beings are and kind of what purpose they have. Victor Camacho was this researcher who was speaking to Jose and went out to his home and so on, and later did a talk and showed the footage at a MUFON convention, which is the Mutual UFO Network. So if you go to the blog and watch this footage or go on YouTube and find, there's a bunch of different versions of this. Some look better than others, depending on if someone has tried to clean up the video a little bit or what have you. The thing is, all the footage that we have online currently, none of it is the actual original video. When this footage originally got out to the public, it was through a TV station who sent a journalist out to Jose's home. And for whatever reason, they couldn't figure out how to make a copy of the VHS tape, even though, you know, VHS has been around for a long time. And yeah, I suppose VHS wasn't really a thing in 2008 when this would have when this footage would have been taken. But regardless, you know, it's really not that hard to have captured, to have made a copy of that footage. So rather than Jose giving the tape to the news outlet, they decided to film with one of their video cameras from the TV station off Jose's monitor, which he watched the tape back off. So the footage that we're seeing has actually been recorded off a TV screen. And then there's even more footage, once again, of people filming that footage off another TV. And even when you watch Victor's MUFON presentation on this, you're actually then watching someone film that footage off a projector as well. So, you know, depending on which video you choose, you've probably potentially seen it filmed about two or three times off different sources. So an already very grainy VHS tape has gotten even more so grainy. It's such a shame that we've never actually gotten the original footage, because that would be the best way to actually prove whether or not this was a hoax or not. Because it is so grainy, it's so hard to tell, you know, if this potential thing could have been a puppet or, you know, pretty amateur CGI, just because the grain just kind of, you know, really makes it difficult to disprove any of that. A TV show by the name of Fact or Fate actually took on this case and decided to try to replicate the footage that Jose captured. And I did try to watch this footage. It turns out it's not available anywhere in Australia. I tried a lot of different ways to get my hands on this footage, but I just couldn't. But from hearing other people's explanations of them watching it and so on, it does sound like this crew, who I suppose are somewhat professional at proving if something could be hoaxed or not, they tried puppeteering, I believe CGI, and believe that the time that this was recorded and Jose's experience, which they believe was, you know, he had no experience with video editing or anything along those lines, that this footage seemed to be legit. Now, in March of 2011, another video surfaced of some beings that looked very similar to the Fresno nightcrawlers. Now, these were also captured in California, but in Yosemite National Park. Now, once again, there isn't a ton of information about where this footage came from, which is very unusual, I suppose. It does seem like this footage is almost just put on the internet and kind of just, you know, let the public make their own conclusions. But it was either captured on, once again, a home security system of an elderly couple, or was captured by a national park official. Now, it's just tricky when, you know, you're trying to get the facts of this stuff, yet there's contradicting things all the time where we can't even prove where the footage came from. So that's already putting a lot of sort of doubt in your mind about this footage. But when you watch it, you see two beings, one a lot smaller than the other. They're definitely walking a lot slower than the beings from the Fresno footage. The quality of this is a lot better, at least. The beings are very illuminated. You know, they're white. You can kind of see more of their, you can kind of see some more detail in this footage. One big thing is that their legs kind of bend backwards in a sense. So you could imagine if it was a person, it'd be like they're walking backwards, like their knees at the back of the leg. There's a lot of speculation about whether this footage is legitimate. It seems like this apparently would be a lot easier to hoax with CGI or even puppetry once again. The beings do seem a little bit more human-sized in a sense that it could be someone actually in a costume, you know, once again, even probably walking backwards, so their knee does bend in such an odd way. But there isn't really a ton more we know about this other than what we're seeing here is a very unusual creature. So what could these beings be? Now, there's a lot of conclusions. The one that I suppose got my attention originally was that this is some unknown cryptid. Like, you know, every kind of cryptid we talk about here on the podcast, it is something that is unknown at this point of time. People have also come to the conclusion that it could be alien. Obviously, the biggest thing would be it's a hoax, that these things don't exist at all. People also believe that these could be somehow more mythological in a sense that they could be fairies. There's also people who believe that these are related to some Native American folklore as well. The thing with the Native American explanation, that got me really excited when I came across that being some evidence actually that, you know, these have been reported and sort of passed through the generations of Native Americans throughout California. But you go and do some research and I can't actually find any reason to believe that there is any connection. You know, normally with this stuff, you could actually find some readings about, you know, elders kind of passing this information on, and there just isn't anything. It's just kind of articles who, you know, have said that that's the case, and I feel like people just kind of read one source and go, yep, that's it, without looking any more into it. So from what I can tell, there's no real reason to believe in that. I could be wrong. There could be something out there. But from what I've come across, and some others as well, I found some other sources which agree with me on that, which is good, that that's not the case. Which, you know, it's not the be-all and end-all, but I always get really excited when these cryptozoological creatures do have some weight with, you know, natives of the land, sort of, you know, having seen these long before white men and colonization and so on. So it's always something I always get excited when there's evidence of that. But with these creatures, not so much from what I can tell. And there's even, I'll put this on the blog as well, these interesting wood sculptures of, you know, these beings which are probably like 7-8 feet tall that do look very similar. But there's no evidence that they're Native American, and apparently they're in a DMV car park as an art installation or something. This is the thing. There's a lot of weird bits and pieces with these creatures that if you just read one source, you get really excited and go, man, these things like totally exist. And like, look at all this information on them, or all this, you know, I guess evidence. But when you actually look into that evidence, you go, oh, there's nothing really here about it. Just someone's kind of come up with this idea, and everyone who has spoken about this topic seems to have just run with. So I try to, you know, I'll at least bring that evidence forward, but I'm not standing with any of the Native American stuff at this stage.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, this crypt is really interesting as well, because the evidence that we have is these two, you know, pretty good videos, I suppose. Like, you know, once again, the first one's really grainy and the second one doesn't really give us a ton of origin on it. So it's that interesting thing of, you know, well, where's your evidence? And in this case, we have two videos, but the videos have some pretty big problems. But I feel like with any paranormal topic, you're going to bring, if you bring video, people are always going to debunk it, and which, you know, is kind of the purpose of, you know, trying to actually get to the answer. But I feel like even if you went, you know, there's just no chance that this particular video has been tampered with, this is what it is, that people, you know, people still aren't going to believe it anyway. So it's that tricky thing of, well, show us your evidence. It's like, here it is, and people still don't want a bar of it anyway. But the thing is that these creatures didn't really seem to exist until these videos sort of surfaced, and, you know, definitely more so in the last couple years, more and more people started talking about the Fresno Nightcrawlers. And a lot of people who, you know, will do videos or podcasts on these creatures only really talk about the videos and don't really mention anything else. People don't really look into cases or eyewitness accounts of these beings. A lot of people seem to think they don't exist. It's just these two videos, and maybe, you know, some other videos sort of floating around, that's about it. Or maybe, you know, a sighting here or there. But I wanted to actually get some stories from some people and kind of share them here, just to kind of, you know, let you come to a little bit more of a conclusion to what might be happening. So if you do come across people saying that there are no sightings of anything like these beings, well, that's just not true, because I put it out there and had multiple come back to me. So I'm going to share some of those with you now. So I posted a still from the second video of the Fresno Nightcrawler that was captured in Yosemite, and just put it out on Reddit to people saying, have you seen something like this? Here's some of the responses from people. So this is from Radiant Buddha. saw something that looked similar while driving. It was at night around 10 p.m. It looked pretty similar, but like quarter of the size. Same thing, it had long legs and white. I would describe it as a kid in one of those bedsheet ghost costumes darting across the street. Cold Beer Warm Heart reached out and mentioned that his brother saw something very similar in Texas on the side of the road. He was driving late one night on the highway. Where he was, it was a rural area, the outskirts of town, so not much in the way of traffic due to the time and location. This was about 2 years ago, around September 2019. He was taking the highway exit, getting onto the access road, almost to his home. He said the thing was walking in the grassy median, where the exit ramp meets the access road. He could see it in his headlights. He continued to exit from the highway and immediately got over to the side of the access road and stopped to determine if he was actually seeing this thing. He said he watched through his rear window as it crossed the access road and disappeared into the trees down the embankment. He said the things looked like the thing in the Fresno video. It kind of just lopped along in stride across the road. The thing gave off a faint bluish glow. He did say the thing seemed to illuminate somewhat. It was a pretty clear night, but who knows for sure. He then goes on to say that his brother actually called him straight after the event, and he could tell in his voice that something was up. He sounded off and slightly panicked. And this next account is from Amanda from Pennsylvania.
I lived in the backwoods of Pennsylvania. We lived in a neighborhood where pretty much it was just people's vacation houses and like two other people that lived there all year round, and we were one of them. So my fiance was gone one night, and I happened to be looking out the window at the neighbor's house because they had some lights on outside in their shed. And this kind of sounds stupid, but I'm just wondering if they had like a little house shed. So I was kind of just peeking out the window and I saw these lights. At the time this happened, the reason why I am almost 99% sure they were not people is because by the time this happened, it was the dead of winter. And in Pennsylvania, it gets very cold. And two, like I said, there's about like on my block, like two people that live there all year long. And they probably wouldn't have been there in December. They usually come down for summer. So I was peeking out the window and I saw this kind of these lights. And there was kind of a row of them, maybe like four or five. And the way that they were moving, like I can't tell you, the first thing that came into my head was the Fresno Nightwalkers. And I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. So I just kind of stayed and watched. They like bounced around. Like they didn't look like flashlights. They didn't look like normal lights. And so I kind of started to process how far away they were. So they weren't in my neighbor's yard. They probably had to be, now we had an acre of land. So the neighbor had probably about 3 acres. So this is probably a big space that I can see far down. So it had to be like 4 houses down possibly. And it just kind of kept going, bouncing, 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 bouncing. And eventually it kind of faded away. Like it didn't just stop abruptly. It just kind of faded, I guess is the best way I could call it. And I was talking to somebody recounting this experience recently. And the thing is, I hate being alone in the house. I was in what you would call the beginning of a horror movie, a woman alone in a cabin in the woods by herself. And for some reason, nothing about this experience scared me. I felt completely calm the whole time it was happening.
So you can hear there that whatever these beings are seem to be all around the United States and, you know, potentially even all around the world. Now, it's hard to say that those reports I just shared with you are, you know, what was being seen in Yosemite and in Fresno in those videos. But it seems like whatever these people are seeing, it does seem to resemble the beings in those videos, especially the people who are witnessing having these experiences and going, that looks like that video I once saw, or, you know, coming across it some years later, or what kind of have you. I've had even more people kind of get in touch and say they know someone who saw something that kind of resembled it. And, you know, they don't really know full sort of details. But from what I can tell is that there are people out there who have seen something similar with this creature with, you know, just these legs and really not much else. So I've actually come across some information really late in this episode. The episode was pretty much ready to go and I've actually gone back now and I'm inserting this little portion. I received a message from someone who lived in Fresno, who actually still lives there now, and his friend was neighbours with Jose, who captured this original Fresno footage. And Jose invited this man's friend and himself into his home to actually witness this footage. Now, this is a first because I haven't found any verbal or written accounts online of anyone actually seeing this original footage at all. And it's just kind of insane that right when this episode is ready to go, someone reached out and said, hey, I actually saw what you're talking about and I would like to speak a little bit about that. So here's Edward now to tell his account.
My name is Edward Holguin. I'm from Fresno, California.
How did I see the original footage? I saw the original footage. I was hanging out with my friend at the time, and the footage came to us because his neighbor was the man that recorded it. He had home cameras in front of his house because he was into illegal businesses and he was trying to watch his house, and the car alarm went off. And so, you know, he didn't check the cameras until the next day. And when he had seen it, he was unsure of what he saw. So he literally like walked outside and we were right there playing some football in the street. And he was like, can you guys come here? And I need some help looking at this thing. So we went inside, he pulled the VHS out, you know, played it, showed us the tape. Yeah, that was probably the most silent room I've ever been in because like we did not know what the hell we were looking at. This is the type of guy that did not want attention. Trust me, like he wanted zero attention. So to have brought that much attention upon himself was just bad for business. So I can't see why. And I don't see, I mean, I honestly cannot give you an absolute reason of why this guy would fake it. When I look at the tape, honestly, and this is the crazy thing, is that like I still kind of don't believe in ghosts. I believe in aliens. I need to see like real like hard evidence to believe it. So like even to this day, I am unsure of what I was looking at. To me, it looks like sheets, like straight up sheets that are just floating across the yard. But you got to remember, they're coming in from the street, and they walk through the gate that's closed on the driveway. They walk right through that thing. And that's what gets me because like, okay, so like I see these two sheets and they're just literally walking across a yard. That's exactly what it is. But what gets me is how did they go through that fence? There's a metal fence right there that surrounds the front yard, and they go through it not once, but twice. And like a lot of people are like, oh yeah, there's these magician tricks, but I don't see this guy being that good. I don't see this guy being able to with special effects being that good either. In 2007, this guy, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And every time I watch it, to this day, even like in 2021, I'm trying to figure out what the hell I was looking at. And I still can't tell you. Like, those things like literally haunt my mind because it's like, I literally want to debunk this. I want it to be over because I get creeped out thinking about these things were walking through my neighborhood. These things were literally like a few hundred feet away from my house. And I don't think that's a good feeling to have because like I don't want to have to be outside trying to dump the trash and then now I got to fight one of these things, you know, or run. But like I just don't understand how that's the only thing that gets me through this entire video is that I cannot understand how they went through the gate. And I don't you know what I mean? Like a computer to fake that would be thousands of dollars. And this guy there was nothing inside of his house. It was poor. We were poor Mexicans. There was nothing inside this guy's house that could absolutely like, and even that, like to fake that on a VHS tape, like literally this guy would have to set up a ladder. Like dozens of people would have to have been in on it. Somehow you have to have like a puppeteer and a magician who happen to know each other in the hood. That's what drives me crazy. That makes like zero sense. Like a fishing line, I still think would have gotten caught and the sheet would have went over the fence. No matter what, that fence is the definite, like it's it. This entire video is fake to me if that fence wasn't there, period. Like that fence is everything. That fence just makes this entire case. Like everybody wants to say it's a crackhead, it's a llama, it's some guy in a sheet. Without that fence, you could say all that stuff and I would believe it. But not only do you have one, but you have two of them that walk off the street and through one gate, like, and through another. And that's just what, that's the most convincing part of this entire video. So to this day, I have absolutely no idea what I'm looking at. I do think that it's possible that it's paranormal because, like, I honestly don't know how to fake it. That's just my thoughts.
Thank you so much to Edward for coming forward there and giving his account. Now, this, in the grand scheme of things, might not seem massive, but as I've said, no one has really actually seen the original footage. You know, it's been sort of captured and, you know, processed so many times before that. We have this really grainy, kind of unusable footage, really, but someone who has seen it and can't, you know, disprove that it actually is the real deal. As he said, Jose didn't seem like a man who had video editing sort of resources at his fingertips and believes that what he saw and what we all see now is the real deal. And as I said, this is a first. This is definitely a podcast first. So I'm really excited to kind of share this little bit of information. I feel like it's that little bit extra, you know, just to kind of add to our evidence pile here to go. Someone who has seen this footage definitely believes that this is the real deal, that the clear original footage definitely doesn't seem doctored in any way. So thank you so much to Edward for giving us that little bit of information that I don't think anyone has ever come across while researching the Fresno Nightcrawlers. Now, it's been very interesting over the last little while of, I guess, getting to research these beings. And, you know, there's really not a ton of information on them other than, you know, these videos and people, you know, people have gone quite out of their way to debunk these videos. And there's some really great evidence of, you know, you can hoax anything, obviously. But I think that original video in Fresno, if Jose is sort of claiming to be the person that he was, where he was actually scared by the video, didn't really want anything to do with it. He just kind of had this video and that was kind of it. Whatever was on that, unless someone was pranking him or something along that sort of line, it's kind of hard to disprove it if you're just going off what he's kind of saying. So my thing's always with eyewitness sightings and, you know, people can, you know, make up stories and so on. But when you have enough people kind of coming forward and saying, hey, this is what I've seen, it resembles this, you know, I don't really know what it was. I can't really say too much to it, but this is what I've seen. I find that really hard to disprove a lot. And obviously, you know, people always misidentify things. This is a very interesting one, though, because it's so bizarre. You know, you can't even say that they misidentified like a person because it's only half of a person. There's no animal that's sort of walking around or just on two legs and no, you know, torso or anything like that. It is so unique. And whether or not, you know, those two videos are actually real, I do think it has sort of opened up a very interesting discussion into beings very similar, if not the same, that seem to be walking around at least America, if not, you know, other parts of the world. So I'm leaning towards the thing that I think there is something to the Fresno Nightcrawlers. And, you know, I don't really agree with that name because from what I've just sort of talked about in this podcast, it seems like it's not just located to Fresno, not even just located to California, but it seems to be a phenomenon all around America, if not around the world as well. I think there's enough people out there seeing something unusual and not easily explained, then I think there's something more to it. It's such a new cryptid though. You know, it has to be one of the more modern cryptids that we could really look at. And, you know, there's a lot out there. And I feel like every time I kind of look into cryptids, there's something that pops up that, you know, I wouldn't even could have imagined have existed. And I think there's different versions of things too. You know, you could have something very similar to this potentially in Pennsylvania, just like what Amanda had witnessed too. So you can kind of localize these things potentially as well. But yeah, it's a very new thing. So it'd be interesting to see if more eventually comes out about it. You know, if you're listening to this and you've had an encounter or you know someone who has seen something similar to this, please reach out. I'd love to hear your sort of side of the story just to educate myself more and kind of get a little bit more of an idea of where these things sort of sit. But I think there seems to be enough unusualness around this and that I'm very open to looking more into this. And I'm kind of falling into the thing of that, yeah, these things, you know, just might exist. They're just that odd and unique that I feel like, yeah, we need to give them a little bit more time, not just kind of write them off as, you know, a couple hoaxed videos because people are seeing these things or something very similar, which is very unusual. Well, I think I might leave it there for this episode, but what do you guys think? I'd love to hear your thoughts. I know there's a lot of people out there who aren't really too familiar with this, so I think it's going to open up a lot more sort of discussion, and hopefully some more people go out there and maybe do some more digging and so on. It's very exciting. I feel like this thing hasn't really been too looked into in terms of some other things, so it's kind of like, you know, some newish kind of ground that we can kind of try to cover, so that's really exciting to me anyway as a bit of a paranormal investigator. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. As I said, definitely check out the blog because you'll want to see what these creatures look like. So jump on over there. We're on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, if you want to support the podcast, please jump over onto our Patreon. It's much appreciated if you can help us out over there if you like. Thank you guys so much. And this was my episode on the Fresno Nightcrawlers. And I'll catch you in another podcast episode really soon. Thanks. Bye.